Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And we've got a new friend on the show this segment, this half hour. Martin Burville is here. Martin is Senior Vice President and Group President of Verizon Business Markets. And Martin and I, we've spoken on the phone before. We had a conversation. He wanted to know what I thought about some things, and so we talked about that a month or so ago. And now I'm turning the tables on him. I want to know what he thinks about some things, and I've asked him to join us and to share some ideas with us on what's going on with Verizon, what's going on with mobile, and what's going on with the whole telecom industry. And he's our new friend, Martin Burville. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you, Jim. Thanks for having me today.
It's good to have you here. So let me say this, full disclosure, I'm a Verizon customer. And you might be surprised to learn that most of the time I'm a happy Verizon customer.
Well, I'm just going to leave you as a happy Verizon customer, and then you'll tell me the rest, and I'm sure your listeners are going to be interested in our dialogue.
You're waiting on a but there, aren't you? No, there's no but, but we are going to get into a few things. The mobile sector is very competitive, and everybody wants into in it. What do you see as the future of mobile in America?
Well, that's a big and broad question. I would be amazed if anybody of your listeners didn't move around and do everything they do in their normal life, sitting at home, but they do it in the car. I just left the car, as you know, for this discussion, and everybody wants everything everywhere. So I think the future is mobile, but there's only so many things that you would want to do in that form. At some place you have to go from somewhere to somewhere and then sit down and meet other people as well. But I think with 5G, and I think the increasing capacities that brings, and all of the new technologies that it brings, I think that's going to be a really, really exciting future. I mean, think back when it used to be you only had like 9.6K what could you do? You could do almost nothing, and now you can do pretty much anything. And 5G is going to make the next version of that a reality.
Well, this is the thing that I wanted to ask you is, you know, one of the things that I tell people is that remind people about is that there are millions of people who are going online today for the first time. And they're doing it with a handset, a mobile handset. These are people who've never owned a computer. They're never going to own a computer, and yet they're bringing the world to them in their hand for the very first time. Millions of them. If the world is going mobile, why is Verizon going terrestrial?
I'm not sure I understand the question. Help me out with that.
Well, Fios, the fiber. I mean, aren't you selling? Aren't some of the services you're offering to businesses? Is all that mobile, or is that over the mobile networks? Or are you, you're offering business services on your website?
Of course. I mean, again, businesses are fixed, and business people are mobile. There's no dichotomy between the two. It's the case of how do you do what you want to do wherever you are. So if you have a retail store, for example, you know, you're going to need stuff in your store, you're going to need security, you're going to need point of sale, you're going to need...
And all of that is delivered over mobile networks.
Well, no, in a store, you can have two versions. Let maybe help your viewers a little bit here. Whenever you do something mobile, you do it over the air, you do it with 5G, just the way that the technology works. You have to get that information from that place to somewhere else. So The very best way to do that efficiently and effectively in engineering terms is over fiber optic cables. So what you do is you have an endpoint that may be mobile, and even within a store, you could have Wi-Fi, you have Bluetooth, all of these sorts of technologies, 5G as well. But then when you've input your information, you've got to get it somewhere, or the thing you want to get to is somewhere else. So there's a blend of the two. So it's like kind of having, you know, like interstate and then local roads at the end.
But in getting the connectivity to that building, is that mobile network?
No, well, normally it's fiber. And we would expect that mostly it would continue.
Which brings me back to my question. If everybody's going mobile, why are you going terrestrial? And I'll get you to finish answering that question after these messages. I'm also going to ask Martin when we come back to give us his rendition of net neutrality and where he thinks things are with the new administrator, the new chairman, I should say, of the FCC. That's coming up after this break. 22. I'm Jim Blasingame. Martin Burville is our guest. He's with Verizon.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.